Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Will Carroll is our injury expert and the author of the Under the Knife column. You can find it at undertheknife.substack.com or just Google Under the Knife. He joins us every Thursday at this time, and his injury report is sponsored by Johnson and Alday Injury Attorneys. You can visit Johnson Alday. That's Johnson, A-L-D-A-Y, JohnsonAlday.com. And, Will, how you doing?
I'm doing great. How about you guys?
Pretty good, pretty good. Will, I got some questions I want to ask you, man, because we noticed this like last week when the Braves started playing. Mike Fornevich looked a little gaunt. And I don't know if that has anything to do with his velocity or anything. What do you think is the reason why his velocity has dropped off a little bit? Is it physical or is it more mental?
I think it's physical. Certainly he looked different. There were some explanations. There are a lot of players that just have a hard time, and I'm sure you guys hate these kind of guys. I know I do. They just can't keep on weight. They have to eat a lot of food. We have linemen. If you've seen Jeff Saturday or Joe Thomas lately, you wouldn't think these were ever 300-pound guys because they had to eat so much to get up to that weight. I just have no idea what that's actually like. For Mike, he was down on weight. His wife explained that he just wasn't able to do all the lifting and things that he normally does in season. Baseball was on pause. So I don't think it's a big surprise. I mean, we've seen on the other side, if you watch the Rangers, Lance Lynn looks like, he looks like a mountain man. He's got a big, thick beard, and he's put on about 20 pounds, but he's throwing really well. So this can go a number of ways. Pitchers come in all shapes and sizes. I used to say that if you lined up the best pitchers of the year, a Maddox, a Glavin, a Smoltz, a Randy Johnson, a Pedro Martinez, they don't even look like the same species, let alone the same profession. I don't think we can put too much into the look. Obviously, the Braves didn't like what they've seen from him, and he's been designated.
Yeah, he's been designated, and don't think he'll be back with the Atlanta Braves, but you see if somebody takes a shot at him on the waiver wire, because I don't think you're going to be able to trade him. I'm sorry, Will?
I hear the Marlins need some players.
No kidding.
They need a few players.
Yeah,
they need
right?
a few people.
Packaged a couple of guys down there for some prospects with the Marlins. We're talking with Will Carroll. He's our injury expert, Under the Knife columnist. Since we're on baseball, let's stay there. Justin Verlander, not that it's going to break anybody's heart if the Houston Astros are without him, but set that aside here. Where do we stand with Justin Verlander? Because the initial report certainly did not sound good.
No, but I think there was a misunderstanding. He has a flexor strain. The flexor muscle is that thick muscle on the lower side of your elbow. If you point your finger straight down towards the floor, then you'll feel that flexor mass kind of kick in. And a strain there is worrisome. We've seen a lot of these in baseball so far. A lot of people are saying, how many Tommy Johns are we going to see? Well, we've seen one, but we've seen 18 flexor strains among pitchers. We've seen some shoulder strains. We saw Corey Kluber has one of the weirdest Terry Major strains, which is a muscle we very seldom see. And then the very next day, we have two more pitchers with the same weird injury. So we're just seeing some strange injury. The flexor muscle is obviously involved in the pitching motion. A lot of people think it acts as a brake for the elbow, though we don't have a study that confirms this, which is kind of crazy. thinking it's 2020 and we know so much. We don't even know what the elbow does. It's kind of crazy. So with Verlander, he's shut down for at least 2 weeks. They're going to try to bring him back. He is definitely not out for the season, but he's definitely not in either. We've seen these kind of things require surgery. His is a grade 2 strain. I don't think we're going to see him back before mid-August at the earliest. And around baseball, people are very concerned as to why we're seeing so many of this type of injuries.
You know, speaking of Corey Kluber, you brought him up. Is this something that is a real concern for his tightness in his shoulder?
Yeah, it's a torn teres major, grade 2 strain, which is, it's a muscle just behind the rotator cuff. It's great for barbecue, but that's not what's with Corey. We just don't normally see this. The teres minor, which is right next to it, is part of the rotator cuff, which acts as kind of the brakes. As your arm, if you throw your arm forward, it keeps it from just going along with the ball. So the teres major just normally doesn't take that much stress. So this is very unusual. He's actually gone to Boston, where he trains in the off season with Eric Cressy. Cressy, oddly, is now with the Yankees. So, yes, the Rangers pitcher who used to be with the Indians is now training in Boston with the Yankees head of performance. That's a sentence. That's a whole lot of 2020 there.
Will Carroll's our injury expert, author of the Under the Knife columnist, not only one of the leading injury experts in the entire nation, but also, and you want to explain to the audience why, as we talk about pitchers, you understand pitchers more so maybe than any other position in any other sport. And as you do that, I was under the impression that, Will, we were going to see a lot of 3-4-inning starts, a little bit like the beginning of spring training. But right out of the gate, we're seeing, you know, pitchers throw DeGrom 85 pitches. I mean, we're seeing guys go much deeper into the game, almost to what I would consider regular season limit from the jump.
Yeah, you're exactly right, and that's exactly what led my column that went out this morning. We saw Max Scherzer go 112 last night. We saw Lance Lynn go over 100 both times out. We've seen a number of pitchers go deeper into games, and this is what teams were trying to do. They were trying to keep the workload up for these pitchers. We are also seeing a lot of short outings because we've seen there was a day, I think it was Monday, where nobody went more than 5. Pitchers just aren't very efficient. We're seeing guys go for high strikeouts, which tends to run up your pitch count. When you get to those 2-2, 3-2 counts before a strikeout, there's not a lot of 1-2-3 strikeouts anymore unless you're Max Scherzer. So we are seeing the fact that pitchers and teams were able to keep their workloads up. I don't know what Max Scherzer was doing, but apparently he was going out there and basically throwing games and kept himself on track, and here he is heading towards another Cy Young.
We're talking with Will Carroll, our injury expert here. I want to shift over to football. Hugh can jump into this, too. Alex Smith, any chance he could ever even take another snap? I know that he wants to, but could he really, realistically?
Yeah, maybe. I think he could be a backup quarterback forever. At this stage, those positions tend to be almost a coach to begin with. But it's pretty amazing that he even has the chance. You know, 20 years ago, they would have amputated that leg. It was that devastating.
Wow.
The infection was in there. The bone was just so devastated. It was a play that just shouldn't have happened. And it's unlucky. He's had a lot of work to go through. Is he going to do the same thing? No. He's not going to be as mobile. But he could have a normal life. And that's pretty amazing. When you think about what he's gone through, what Teddy Bridgewater has gone through, and he's definitely going to take some snaps this year. It brings me back to Eric Sugarman, who is the athletic trainer for the Minnesota Vikings and really may have saved the leg of Teddy Bridgewater. Turns out there wasn't a lot of vascular damage, but had there been, they treated him in such a way that he had every chance to come back, and that big contract that Carolina gave him comes back. And now Eric and his family are dealing with COVID, which is kind of ironic given the fact that he's the infection control officer for the Vikings, but thoughts go out to him. With Smith, I think he has a chance, and that's a lot more than most people would get in that situation.
Well, we're just keeping our eyes on what's going to happen in terms of you know, the COVID too, and we're seeing, you know, the Miami Marlins be kind of a canary in the coal mine for a lot of teams to see if they shape up and really lock down their teams to say, look, you know, let's keep this tight here, guys, and not be wandering off into, you know, the night here and bringing it back.
Apparently it's just Atlanta strip clubs that we got to watch out for.
Yeah, apparently.
Allegedly.
I've said allegedly about a lot of my nights in strip clubs, too.
Allegedly.
Yeah, you know, that chicken wing is a, you know, that's a strong allure. I know, right? I got you. hey, Will, do appreciate it.
Yeah, man, Will. Thanks a lot.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.